to work that out, but we oughtn't to have a damn thing to do with gold. They ought to go in a night session and pass the gold so that these people know they can't do it. Then we've got to take a rather some drastic steps ourselves. I don't know what they are. I'm seeing Martin at 7 o'clock. I haven't talked to him since he got back, but I do know from my private counselors in this country and from others that we just can't go on feeding them out every day like this just being the tools and the stooges of a bunch of goddamn speculators. We've got to continue to pay $35 an ounce, but we just can't make them make boobs out of us, and that's what they're doing now. And they think that they can hold this thing up and drain us a few hundred million a day, and then they'll reap a windfall.
Yeah.
But I don't believe if you could put it on unanimously in the Senate in an hour. A tax bill that would produce $12 billion and expenditures that would reduce $6 billion. I don't think that you would be one foot of the way to first base. I don't think that Mills would take it. I don't think the House would take it. I don't think we'd get it, and all it would do is just tear down our gold bill. So if we can get the votes, and I think we've got the votes, I think we can pass the gold bill after they get through talking, and we ought to have some long sessions on it, then I'm willing to come to the Congress and say, now here's what our needs are in Vietnam. Here's what we're going to have to do. If you want to shim in, run, and throw in the towel and cut and follow Fulbright, okay. If you want to stand up and do the job that men have got to do out there, it's going to cost us $X billion this year and $Y billion next year, and we've got to have this tax bill to go with it. And we're willing to sit down and work with you on how to get the tax bill and how to affect any economies that the Congress is ready to vote.
Yeah. No, I don't think you quite understand what is in mind here. There is no proposal to do anything against the gold bill.
No.
Except these amendments.
That's right. But
it back to 12 and a half.
That would just kill it, though, wouldn't it, partner? When Wilbur's not going to take them. Wilbur's not going to let the House or Senate originate a tax bill. I learned that 30 years ago. That Ways and Means Committee's never done it, and they never will,
yeah.
My judgment.
They're not going to add any tax proposal to the gold bill.
Oh, I thought you said
No. The Clint and George are offering that.
Yes.
In Finance Committee.
Yes.
The bar money to the excise bill.
Yes.
Now you see under the rule, they are in perfectly good shape under the rule because that is a tax bill.
Yeah, that's right.
And the surcharge can
that's
be offered
right.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
How it'll come out, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
but
okay.
The sticking point is actually this.
Uh-huh.
It's this question of non-defense expenditure.
Yes, sir.
And that's what they're hassling about in here.
Yeah.
Now, Joe Fowler just said he wasn't in a position to make any kind of a commitment on that point.
Nobody really is. You see what, didn't you all today have a tie vote on the last thing I saw, $75 billion was added, $1 million to my poverty appropriation that I didn't even request.
Yeah, and they added $25 million there. Some other goddamn thing that I voted against.
I think what we better do, in my judgment, the best way to work this out is to try to get Wilbur to accept a tax bill that'll bring us in 14 billion, and say to him that we will take a general formula if y'all will stay within the budget. If you'll just stay right with the budget I submitted, then we'll take a general formula and cut X billion off of it by a general formula of so much from the controllables and so much from the payrolls.
Yeah.
Now, we did that last year. Y'all had 15 bills, and you saved $1 billion.
Yeah.
But after that was done, I came up and got George Mahon and said, now, George, you offer this. Now, I had the budget director draft it. And it cut out, as I recall, 3% of the payroll, 2% of the payrolls, and 10% of the controllables.
Yeah.
And they imposed that restriction on each department.
Yeah.
And that saved us $3 billion or $4 billion. Now, I think that You never, my experience has been, we make lots of speeches about cutting appropriations, but in the end, you don't cut them. You go up the hill, and the next day you go down again. Where Williams will save $50 million on something, Javits will spend $150 million. Javits just did get defeated with $150 million on this damn summer program, and then they voted out 75, when as a matter of fact, I got as many jobs this year as I had last year. And I'm asking for $400 million more on poverty, which begins July the 1st. And but if he can get the Senate to vote that kind of appropriation, no telling what he'll get. Now, I think what we'll have to do is try to get Wilbur to give us a tax bill with the understanding, both House and Senate, which I will talk to you about, and Joe and all of them, that we will take some kind of a formula on expenditure cuts.
Yeah. Is it possible for you to do this? Your father has to come back tomorrow morning and testify. Now, we just leave the gold bill where it is on the floor and go through with it.
Please get that gold quick as you can before we're losing more. I've had the biggest man in New York come down here and tell me, say, Mr. President, you're living on borrowed time. If you don't get something in the next few days, this country has got another serious thing on its hands.
Yeah. But that stands by itself, and the tax stands by itself, because I think the rest can work out.
Yes, it can. I'll sit down with you, and we'll work out two things. We will try to work out a tax bill with appropriate reductions in domestic expenditures.
If Warner could give some assurance to the committee tomorrow morning on this matter of expenditure, that's the stickler now.
Well, our damn trouble, when we go to coming up and reducing our thing, we just immediately take on your Senate, Bobby Kennedy, Javits, Case, Brooks, faction, that number majority over there that say that we're neglecting our domestic needs. You see, I've just been getting denouncing by Case and by Brooke and by Javits and all of them for not endorsing $80 billion they put in that report.
Well, I just had 7 weeks of agony with them to work out that goddamn civil rights bill.
Well, you worked it out, and you're to be commended, and I'll get with you in the next day or two. I want to talk to you. We're going to have to send some people to Vietnam.
Yeah.
We're going to have to call up some more reserves. We're going to have to do nothing rash, but we can't to follow the Fulbright line.
Yeah.
And even though Case and some of them quit us there, we just have to do it. And I won't talk to you about it before we do anything. I haven't got many Democrats I can talk to. What was your impression of Russ' testimony?
Well, I think it's a hellish disservice to have him come up and take
it. It was.
Be a chopping block.
It was.
But I didn't get to hear it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see anything on TV.
Did you get any reaction from any of the senators?
Well, the family thought he did a good job.
Dick Russell told me he crucified him. He said he just demolished him. But yeah. I wish you'd find out from senators, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.